Welcome back, Mile High Sports Radio. This is the Connor Cape Show. I'm your host, Connor Cape. Please interact with me on Twitter at Mile High Cape. Continue the discussion there. We've talked about the Rockies. I've introduced myself, and now I think we're going to talk about the NBA and the NBA Finals and whether or not the NBA is still competitive. Jake, can I ask you, have you watched the first game of the NBA Finals?
I actually did. You know, I wasn't too impressed with the Cavaliers whatsoever.
I don't think anybody was, honestly. Not at all. You get blown out like that in game one, that's a trend. That's a worrying trend if you're the Cavaliers, because this is not the same Warriors team as it was last year. They did not have this guy named Kevin Durant last year.
The guy who put up 38-8-8 on...
Was that the same guy? That was the Kevin Durant? I know you have LeBron, and I know the Cavs are playing up until the other night. They were playing better basketball in the playoffs than they did last year. They looked like a better team. They looked like a more complete team than they did when they won everything last year. And they went out to the Bay, and they got throttled. And that makes me wonder, with the super team, quote unquote, that the Warriors have, when you have Steph, Draymond, Klay, KD, and then you're going up against LeBron and Kyrie and a couple other players, is the NBA still competitive? I say no, but was it ever a competitive sport? Was it competitive when Michael Jordan went 6-0 in the NBA Finals? Was it competitive when Phil Jackson won 3 rings with the Bulls and then 3 rings with the Lakers? Is that competitive for one guy? Depending on what time period you're in, there's one or two guys who just dominate the league and dominate the sport. And it used to be Jordan, and now it looks like, you know, LeBron's the best player, obviously, in the NBA. And the Eastern Conference is LeBron and the Cavaliers, and then...
complete drop-off.
A huge drop-off. A huge drop-off to the Celtics, right? The Celtics are probably the second-best team in the Eastern Conference. I know they were the number one seed overall, but that was more because the Cavs weren't really interested in playing for the one seed, which, that's a total power move. That's a baller move on the Cavs' part to say, you can have the one seed. We don't need it. We'll win.
I mean, either way, the Cavs probably would have made it, but that way they didn't have to go through the Bulls. They didn't have to go through the Wizards. They had an easy ride to the finals.
That was the Wizards one is probably, I think, the best team they avoided, which, I mean, if you're LeBron and you can just basically pick and choose which games you want to win all the way up until the finals, you do that. But that's another problem. That's another hint that maybe the NBA is not as competitive as it could be, that parity is maybe not a thing. And you only have 5 guys on the floor at a time. It's a superstar-driven league, and there's maybe somewhere between 5 or 10 total superstars in the league. And depending on who you ask, guys like Steph Curry are not necessarily organization-changing superstars. Like, if you took Steph Curry and put him on another team that didn't make the playoffs, like, say you put Steph Curry on the Nuggets, do the Nuggets make the playoffs? Probably. I mean, they probably scratch by into the playoffs, but are they a 1 or 2 seed? Is he a total game-changing player like that, like LeBron or like Kevin Durant or Milwaukee? They have Giannis coming up. He'll grow up in a couple years. He'll be one of those guys. But there's only a handful of those players. There's only a handful of players that are difference makers at that level. And you have the Warriors, who have KD, and they got Draymond, who's Draymond, Klay, Steph, KD. Those are 4 guys that are all top 3, top 5 at their position in the NBA. And that's just completely unfair. And I don't care if it's unfair or not, because it's professional sports and you're getting paid to win. So fairness doesn't really matter to me. It's a salary cap league. This isn't Division I football. It's not Alabama versus, pick a team in Conference USA, Western Kentucky, Eastern Kentucky. It's not like that. It's teams that are on a level playing field, playing against each other. But since there's a limited number of superstars, and there always has been and always will be, you're going to end up with a situation like this where everybody knew the two teams who were going to play in the finals, before the season started. We knew, yeah, it's going to be Golden State and Cleveland. Yeah, it's probably going to be Golden State who's going to win it all.
And they had to have their rubber match, you know?
Well, but did they?
Honestly, probably not.
Are you interested in watching the rest of the series?
Probably not. I mean, I honestly think it's either I'm being nice here and I'm going to give the Cavs one game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think on Twitter I picked the Warriors in five just because everyone else was picking the Warriors in six, which kind of seems like the way everyone's thinking is, yeah, we know who's going to win. This is really just, you know, let's get through the games. We'll say Warriors win tomorrow night 2-0 and then maybe give the Cavs a game in Cleveland and then the Warriors win the next two. Warriors in five. That's our official Connor Cape Show prediction. Warriors in five. If we're wrong, you can shout at us on Twitter until we mute you. But yeah, not very competitive when it's playing out like this. And tomorrow night for game two, the Warriors are favored by 9 points. And 9 points is kind of a lot for the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
You would expect, I think game seven last year between the Warriors and Cavs was Golden State -2.5. They were favored by 2 or 3 points. It wasn't anything like this. And now they're favored by 9.
It's the addition of KD and the performance of last game, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, and how can you... Well, I was going to say, how can you bet against them? But I'd actually think if you were interested in doing that, I think Cavaliers +9 would be a great spot for you because it is LeBron. And LeBron is a complete freak on the basketball court. And everyone thinks Golden State's going to win, but nobody thinks that LeBron's going to get swept. And LeBron is a man's man. We saw that last year in the NBA Finals when the finals, they just turned. It was like a switch went off for the Cavs, and they didn't lose again. It was like a switch went off. And that is what I hope is happening now, tomorrow night. To breathe a little life into this series, you need LeBron to step up and say, nah, we're not doing this. We're not getting swept and we're not getting embarrassed like that again. And that's kind of what I expect because there are only a handful of athletes across the entire world in any sport that I would say, if I need this game, I can absolutely count on that person. And it's like Tom Brady, LeBron, Messi, Ronaldo, and I don't know, nobody else. Like that's alive or playing today, not just alive. A lot of people are alive, but playing today, there's like five guys who, you know, they are going to go out there and they are going to have a chance to win in a situation like this. And they're not going to roll over. And we saw that in the Super Bowl with the Patriots. And we saw that last year with the Cavs down 3-1, which everybody remembers. And then something goes off. Maybe it was whatever happened with Draymond and his tussle with LeBron that flicked a switch, but something like that needs to happen again. And I am actually very confident that that is going to happen, even though I know the Cavaliers got just wiped off the floor. They got run out of the gym, but it's still LeBron and it's KD and it's Steph and it's Klay, but it's still LeBron.
I feel like it really is KD versus LeBron again, though, because KD, you know, he's trying to exact his revenge on LeBron for when he lost in Oklahoma City.
Right. And that makes me wonder, if LeBron wanted to, could LeBron stop KD right now?
Absolutely. I think so.
Absolutely think so. That's what I'm looking forward to with tomorrow's game is, what is LeBron going to do to counteract what KD did in game one? Because that's the difference maker between last year and this year is you have this whole new entity that is KD who's completely changed the series. It's not like last year. It's not the same Warriors team. And we can't expect the same thing out of the Warriors that we did last year. But it is pretty much the same Cavs team, and it's LeBron. And he's going to show up in the arena tomorrow and he's going to say, all right, I've got KD. That's what I want to see. I want to see LeBron say, I've got KD, I'm shutting him down, and I'm going to go off for 38 points. I'm going to get a triple-double.
That's what it's going to take.
That is what it's going to take, but that's what LeBron does. And that's what he did last year. The difference now is it's just KD is there, and it's changed everything, and it's made it nearly impossible for a guy like LeBron, who has been able to command every team he's played against and just scores at will and does what he wants at will. So that's what I want to see tomorrow. I want to see LeBron on KD. This is Mile High Sports Radio, Connor Cape Show. Trips to Puerto Rico, say the word.